Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome for tuning in to the Wham Bam East Van Show, everyone. My name is DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful British Columbia, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have two amazing interviews. The first one is a pre-recorded interview that we did at Lanaloo's during Halloween with Rock Voodoo, and we're going to try to give them a phone call after their pre-recorded interview. We'll see if they answer. If not, that's okay, because we have a live guest here, Chloe Morgan. So let's check out the first interview and go from there. Enjoy. Welcome, John and Tim, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Wham Bam East Van.
Man, baby, yeah. Please introduce yourself.
My name is John Prentice. I'm Linda's colleague in the Wham Bam East Van Show. My moniker's John in the house.
In the house.
And what? I'm so lucky to have Tim Heller with me tonight.
They call me Tim.
He's a wonderful person, a wonderful musician, and I'm so lucky to be his manager. So I'm going to have to get some business with him, find some shows to gig at. And this is our first gig for three years, is it, Tim?
Yeah, over 2 years.
Since you played at the Princeton.
Bloody Cornholio,
yeah.
COVID stuff.
Yeah. But
we were going to do a tour of the Western United States and play the Whiskey a Go-Go in Hollywood. And that was our plan in 2020, and we know what happened. So.
Okay, Tim, introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, call me Tim.
Yes, and your band.
Tim Heller from Rock Voodoo,
and
I play guitar and sing and write the music.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about your sound, and also tell me about your bandmates.
Well, we got Brian Barry, a.k.a. Rex Wrecker, a.k.a. the Voodoo King, when he plays with Rock Voodoo.
Yes.
And then we got Victor.
Victor's in the house, yes.
Drums. We did one rehearsal with him, and he's our new drummer for this gig.
Oh, perfect.
And he's a great guy. We really had fun rehearsing there in this lovely studio the other day. So we're going to rock out and have some fun.
Yes, and he mentioned that back in the day, you guys played at the beach, Wreck Beach.
Yes, we actually met him doing a memorial for Jamie Stratton.
Mm.
Who was one of our drummers, a great drummer. He had that John Bonham thump, and it was his memorial on the beach. So we had little battery-powered amps and a full drum kit down there, and we played classic rock and for Jamie. And fortunately, he didn't die of COVID, but he died of the flu.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was H1N1 or something.
Yeah, I think it was.
But maybe his immune system wasn't as best.
But yeah, it was sad when he passed away because he was such an energetic and very fun-loving person to
talk to. Yeah, he was a character. He was a one-off.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk more about your music. Tell me about one of your songs.
Which one? I got 120.
Yeah.
Well, it's all over the map of rock and roll. You know, we have like rockabilly songs, blues rock songs, funk rock songs, heavier ones. A lot of Pink Floyd-like material, but we haven't recorded a lot of that. And usually when we play live, it was danceable stuff. So we keep it upbeat. So it's got one foot in classic rock, but with a modern spin. It's rock voodoo. It's riff rock. But, you know, funk rock blues
That's
is one
right.
other way of describing it. So it's fun stuff when we play live. It's just keep it upbeat and keep them dancing.
Yeah, and you were saying, is this your first show since COVID?
Yeah, over 2 years. So bloody hell.
Very first show after 2 years, and I'm in a new position being manager, so I'm very happy to work with Tim because I used to book music myself when I was working on other radio shows, and it's a lot of fun. It's such a energy boost music. Live music is such an energy boost. Feeling good.
Awesome, and I see you have a drink there. What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, this is ginger ale.
Ginger ale, baby.
I gotta perform, you know. So.
All right, and we're here at Lana Lou's. And John, you had a burger? You had a burger here earlier today?
Yeah, I had Lana Lou's. They have a vegan burger and a meat burger, cheeseburger.
Yep.
And it was delicious because
it looks good.
I had not eaten since about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and so it was very good food here at Lana Lou's. So come on down and check out the music in the future.
Local music.
Yeah, it's a fun little club.
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Woo! East Van.
The sun is going down in the
Yeah, that was Rock Voodoo, yo. And they are playing this Saturday. Yes, at the Roxy. Okay, and we got some more announcements with my new co-host, Michelle. Say hello, Michelle.
Well, hey there, everybody. Hope you all are having a great evening. Thank you, DJ Meddy, for having me.
Awesome. So what are the announcements today?
Well, from March 1st to June 1st, we have the Haiku Invitational Contest is happening. This contest is an international online contest that attracts submissions from all over the world. Haiku is a traditional song in Japan, which only includes rhythm and no melody. The top poems in six categories, such as Vancouver, BC, Canada, the U.S., international, and youth, will be featured in the Haiku Canada newsletter and published on the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival website. These haiku will also receive celebrity readings and be celebrated in creative ways during the 2023 festival. For more information, Google Haiku Invitation.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. And I love cherry blossoms, don't you, girl?
Oh, yes. Absolutely lovely.
Perfect. Okay, let's get to a break. And then, yes, we'll probably hear some songs. Because guess what? Chloe Morgan is in. Is it Morgan? It's Morgan, right? Yes. She's in the studio right now prepping. And, yes, we're going to get to her interview shortly.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Now it's
And that was Stuck in the Middle by Klee. And guess what, folks? We are live here in the studio with Chloe Morgan. Say hello.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself to the world.
Absolutely. I am Chloe Morgan, and thank you so much for having me. I'm actually originally from the UK, hence the British accent. Still not lost it. You know, I've been here since 2005, something like that, 2005-6. And yeah, never lost the accent.
Yeah, no, I love the accent. And I love how you spell your name, Chloe, and then the E has a little thing.
Hyphen thing.
Oh, yeah, so is there a special name for that little hyphen thing?
I think I just call it like a hyphen over the E.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. And for those of you who don't know how to get that hyphen over the E, you have to press, hold that E, and then it pops up on your keyboard.
Isn't it like number 3 to the right or something?
That's
3 or 4
right.
To the right, okay. Yeah.
So we have my co-host, Michelle, here. Michelle has a question. Let's go with the first question, Michelle.
I do. You wrote that you have been entertaining since you were 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty remarkable. I mean, you are multi-talented. Singer, DJ, dancer, actor.
Mm-hmm.
Since 5 years old, you've loved entertaining.
Right.
What, there's so many obstacles that can really hinder someone from going after their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
What was inspirational for you to keep moving on with this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will say from a very young age, I've always known who I was going to be. Literally my whole life. And I think I mentioned that to my grandfather, who actually just passed about a year ago. And I said that to him a couple of years back. I said, I've always known who I was going to be and what I was. He was like, you really have. My family knew that too. I was very blessed to be able to be kind of hone in on all of my gifts and talents that I'd been, naturally given. And I was on the stage from 5 years old. I was doing ballet from four or five, and I learned all kinds of dance. And then I got a scholarship into a stage school from there. And I was just constantly doing it. Even at school, I was in something called a 10% system, which was like extra classes in the arts.
Okay.
And we would get to school for 8, start, and then 8:30 we'd be doing all the rest of the classes like everybody else. And it was after school, I would then go and do more. So I was always just infused in what I was doing from a very young age that, for me it was, and it was just, I think the drive was in me. I did have a mother who really pushed me. She actually went to a stage school when she was young, and she'd seen that in me. And my mom never really wanted to fully pursue it like that. But she saw it in me, so she was like, we have to put everything into her. And I also had an uncle who totally, adored me and treated me like his own daughter. And he would pay for all my classes. He'd take me to them. We would walk to all my classes together. And, and so it was just, I had a lot of belief in me too from the people around me. Everywhere I go, I was on a TV show when I was really young too, as a guest on a TV show. And, I was like, yeah, like this is who I'm meant to be. This is what I'm meant to do. And so I've always had it, from a young age. And I don't take it for granted because, there's not many people who get that kind of opportunity. And right. So I think because it was so instilled in me from such a young age, it's all I've known, And so there is no sort of like giving up, it's just continuing on in the journey. And, however it's meant to play out, only God really knows that. And so, that's basically.
Excellent. So really, there was no plan B. There was nothing. You had you were blessed with the talent. You had people around you who supported that from the beginning. And you have this unwavering passion.
Right.
And so this was your journey. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just the universe just conspired to help you, and boom, you just went forward with it.
And it hasn't always been like that, you know. Okay. It's been, the journey has been up and down. I was on, I mean, you might, I don't want to steal any questions from you, but, you know, I was on a TV show and I got signed to a record label as part of Clear, the girl group. Yes. And then there was 10 years that when I left the group that I was out of the industry. I was still making music on the side. I was actually producing from home and writing music and all the rest of it. But I would, you know, perform on stage. I wasn't being paid, you know. So it was like 10 years I was not doing. I was like, you know, obviously the passion to do it on the side, but it wasn't any income coming in for me for what I loved doing, you know, up until 2014, 2015, you know. And then, you know, I mean, from 2016, it was just like, my career just took off in the music industry. So, yeah, and I've been living that way ever since. And it's something I don't take for granted. You know, from being on this TV show when I was 18, it was almost like a golden ticket.
Okay.
In the industry, you know, right. What I mean? And you got shot right up into fame, and we weren't ready for that. You know, and I just think as an artist, I always saw myself doing it the real way. And I said to my mom, I was like, she pushed me to do this show. And I said, I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this. She was like, you know, it could change your life. And she, you know, I was in a very low time at that particular time. I'd lost my uncle, who was like my father. Mm. You know, the one I was telling you about,
yes.
Who paid for all my classes and everything. And so that really just, my whole world just fell apart in front of me. And so I was in a really very low place. I also had an eating disorder as well.
Okay.
So I was just very, I was not very mentally unwell, and physically I was not doing good too. And then I went for this show, and it literally went from a low to like a complete high. And then I didn't quite make it into the group that became Girls Aloud. And so we were the group then that we came together that didn't get into the group. And we were like, it was challenging for us. You know, it wasn't an easy journey because we were already like pinned up as, you know, the underdogs, and not in a good way, though, not in a good light. It was like the ones that didn't make it, you know. So we were already, you know, being majorly challenged. But just aside from that, I always saw myself doing it the real way. And so for me, I was like, I'm still going to do it the real way. Like, even if, like, after all of this, and when I obviously came back into the industry, I was like, you know, I started as a DJ, and, you know, from being a singer and a girl, you know, all of that, to then I felt like I was going back to the basics of music, mm-hmm. you know, by being a DJ, because I was like, you have to learn every part of the industry, you know, to really understand it and have the experience. And that's what I felt. I felt like, yes, I'm gaining the experience that I need to truly become the artist that I have seen myself as from a very young girl. You know, you don't really know what it's going to look like. You just know something inside you says this is it. And then there's nothing else. There's no plan B, because I'm not going to, you know, have another door that I'm just wasn't happy doing anything else. You know, I was like, this is the only thing really that makes me really, really happy is... yeah, this world. So,
and we're gonna play Download It. So tell me about this song.
Oh, Download It is so when we were signed, we sat in the in Warner's 1967 studio, the contracts in front of us, and they said, this is your first single and it's called Download It. And we sat there as we're literally about to, you know, have our contracts in front of us, and we were like, wow, like, this is such an amazing song. And they were actually, this song was actually going to be for Kylie Minogue, and so the producer was like, we're going to give it to the girls. And yeah, this is our first single in my girl group Clear, and it's called Download It. With us.
That's right, baby. You got to download it.
Yes.
Okay, you got some more questions, Michelle.
I do, actually. You know, Chloe, you touched on getting into the world of DJing. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you talk elaborate more on that? How did you get to Vancouver from the UK? What brought you here? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I originally came here. So we shot the first. We shot this song, the music video in Vancouver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. That was,
yeah. So we actually filmed it with Brother Strauss, and they've done like huge music videos for like Britney Spears and Shakira and a bunch of people, and they wanted to do our music.